Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void. We're prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Dear gas prices, go take a hike. Toyota is the number one retail brand for electrified vehicles for 22 years. The Toyota hybrid lineup brings efficiency with power and savings with style. Not to mention top tech to help keep you connected. Plush premium interiors and the most advanced Toyota safety features. So, now you know who you're talking to. Toyota, the number one retail brand for electrified vehicles for 22 years. With a hybrid or electric vehicle built for every driver. Seriously, dear gas prices? Do you really think you can stand in our way? Think again. Toyota hybrids. Find yours at Toyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Based on manufacturer estimates, CY 2000 through 2021 sales.
It's another one of our weekend previews here on the Blue Room. Of course, it's Burnley at 12:30 on Saturday at Turf Moor. And joining me this week to have a chat about the Claret is Natalie Bromley from the No Nay Never podcast. Always a fantastic guest on football and Burnley. It was great to have a chat to her about what's going on at Turf Moor at the moment. Here's a little segment from our conversation in regards to what's not been quite going right for Burnley on the pitch this season. Just a reminder, if you want to hear a little bit more from us and this show in full, as well as multiple shows every weekday in the build to Everton's games, is patreon.com/theblueroomextra. That's patreon.com/theblueroomextra. But regardless, enjoy this little segment, and fingers crossed we'll see you over on Patreon for some more Blue Room Extra.
Look at the table now. 19th, obviously you've got a game in hand as well. 19th, but one win from nine games is, you know, and that's, I think the one that stands out for me is the 17 goals conceded by Burnley is something that really, really stands out. I mean, what's gone wrong since that great end to last season?
I think the great end to last season was a bit of an anomaly, to be honest. Now, that's Project Restart that we're talking about here. We ended up, I think, being like third in the table in terms of form. Those last nine games that we played in Project Restart, we only lost one game. We went eight games, and most of them we won as well. We had a great run. But a lot of it was masking a lot of problems that we had inside the club. There's been widely reported huge fallout between the chairman and Deitch. I think the common consensus is that one of them's going shortly. We're all hoping that it's the chairman and not Deitch. So apparently their relationship has broken down, that they're barely on speaking terms at the moment. We had obviously all the takeover talk, which came out of nowhere. Deitch was incredibly annoyed by the fact that the board just didn't sort out any of the contracts at all. So we came into Project Restart with kids on the bench and three keepers. We couldn't fill a bench. We had players like Jeff Hendrick going out the door, which was an absolute nonsense. Yeah. We lost Aaron Lennon. Joe Hart was going to go anyway, but we lost seven players. Then we had half the first team out injured as well. So it was like, now every team, even Burnley, you know, any team's going to struggle when you've got seven first team players from the season before all out, either injured or out of contract and can't play. That is always going to cause you problems. So I think, like you say, I think the boys did rally round and they did just try to, and I think some of that was because they'd just come out of lockdown and they just wanted to play, and Dyche wanted to give them a boost. But for me, the start of this season is just a continuation of what was going on there. All of the arguments and the negative press did settle down a little bit, but the summer transfer window, Dyche was very, very obvious and came out in the press and said, we need players, we need bodies, because we're down seven players from where we were last season. And last season when we started, we already said our squad was too thin, and now we're seven down from then as well. And we ended up signing nobody apart from Dale Stevens from Brighton for £750,000, who was brought in purely because Jack Cork's on a long-term injury and we needed central midfield cover. And if you're Dyche and you're looking at that, and you know, why, how on earth do you get yourself up for a fight, and how do you expect your players who are desperately knackered and just need some rest and need some cover and need helping out? And then of course none of them are getting, you know, and actually I think something like another four of our first team players are out of contract at the end of the season and nobody's doing them yet. And I think a lot of that is because the chairman's obviously got one eye on this takeover bid and didn't want to sign any players because he thought that the takeover was going to go through in the summer. And we've just, It's difficult here, and I touched on this before. When I talk about how the club has outgrown the board, I don't want to be disrespectful to our chairman because he's our most successful chairman we've ever had, and they have done a fantastic job up to now. But when, this is what I mean by the club's outgrown the board. They've taken their eye off the ball. They think that they can just, you know, hang around the Premier League and expect Dyche to run miracles. And they've seen for the past 5 years that we've even finished in Europe in 10th and survived on a threadbare squad with grit and determination. And at some point that was going to catch us out. The players can't do it every year. They get older every year. Ben Mee's 5 years older than he was when we first got into Premier League, and you're still expecting him to do it. You know, Ashley Barnes, for God's sake, was brought in as a League One player when we were trying to get promotion from the Championship in 2014. And he's now our first choice Premier League striker. What on earth? You know, it's ridiculous that they're expecting that. So that's what I mean by this. And I think the other factor as well is that we have stayed static this year. Our board is expecting our club to do the same thing we've done for the past 5 years and for it to work. And two problems with that. Well, three problems with it. Number one, the players are older and they're just not as quick and not as sharp as they were. Number two, other teams have sussed that out now. They just need to see how we played last season, make a few tweaks to their games, and they just basically know how to beat us now. And number three, the teams, so many teams in the Premier League this season have progressed. You know, look at how well Newcastle, Wolves, Brighton, you know, Leeds are doing. The teams around us, West Ham, the teams around us who we thought were going to be dead certs for relegation. Villa, for God's sake, look how great they've done. They all bought well in the summer and they've all pressed on. And if you stay static in the Premier League, it's as good as going backwards. You'll get found out. So I think you put all of that into a pot, and is it really any wonder that we are currently in the bottom three?
You said there about the transfer frustration, just to be clear on that, is that the chairman saying we just haven't got the money for some of these sorts of deals? Or is it a case of him and the manager not necessarily agreeing on targets or types of player?
Yeah. Right. Well, yeah, you've got to bear in mind we can only talk about what we've had access to, and quite rightly a lot of these conversations are private in-house, and as fans, we're not privy to everything that goes on behind closed doors, and that's absolutely right. We were told, we've all been led to believe in the summer that it's just the chairman keeps saying we don't have any money, we don't have any money to spend on transfers. And then you kind of question that and say, well, somebody's got to answer some questions here then, because we've had 5 years worth of Premier League money and we've not bought any players in 5 years. Like, where on earth has all this money gone? You know, like, and there might be a perfectly good explanation for that, but I'd quite like it, please, because that's ludicrous to suggest that we haven't got £50 million available to replace the right winger who we haven't got one, and our only one is made out of glass. So, you know, that there's the question mark on that. And then one of our local journalists, who's a really respected local journalist from the Burnley Express, in the summer transfer window, wrote an absolutely scathing article. And I give it an awful lot of credit because it's very much unlike him. Normally, I don't know if it's like this with you guys, but normally on local journalists are a little bit shackled with what they can and can't say to preserve that.
Yeah.
They're almost a PR exercise for the club. And he was scathing, and he went as far as to say that he thought what the board was doing was negligent. So actually that made us all stand up and read it, because it's just unlike him to publish that article. And in that article, he did say that some of the transfer problem was is that the board did make monies available. And of course, we were trying to sign young Harry Wilson from Liverpool. And that was supposed to be, we wanted to pay 15 and Liverpool wanted 18, and it fell over because of that. And you go, what? Are you kidding me? Like, a creative winger who of that calibre, who we're desperate for, we lost the deal for 3 million. Like, that is scandalous. And apparently, the press were reporting that that was because that was a chairman target and Dash didn't want him. Now, listen, this could, who knows whether this is tittle-tattle or what. So I think if you take all of those things, it very much sounds like there was a certain amount of money made available to the board, which wasn't enough money, but the targets that then the board were identifying were targets that Dyche was like, I don't want that player. He doesn't fit into what we want to do. Mm. So actually stop wasting your money, because this is going to be a waste. You know, we can't as a club afford to waste that money. But, you know, one thing I think that's coming out of what we've talked about today, Matt, is very much that am I not just building here a profile of a very unstable and unhappy camp?
Grand Canyon University, a Christian university, is one of the largest and fastest growing universities in the country, offering over 250 engaging programs online. GCU integrates the free market system and its welcoming Christian worldview perspective into its academic programs and throughout its online campus. GCU's online students received over $144 million in scholarships in 2021. Visit gcu.edu/myoffer to see the scholarships you qualify for. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.